Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open The Technological Republic by Alexander Karp and Nicholas Zmyska. So Sophie, I gotta ask, what did you make of a book that basically tells Silicon Valley to grow up?
Sam, it's such a refreshing slap in the face. This book isn't just another tech critique. Karp, who runs Palantir, is arguing from the inside that the tech elite have abandoned their civic duty, and honestly, it made me rethink my own assumptions.
Yeah, because the core claim is that the industry's belief in technology as this pure, apolitical force is a dangerous delusion. They trace it back to the 60s counterculture and the early internet libertarians, right?
Exactly. They say the platforms were built on this idea that the network would make nation-states obsolete. And that was never just a business model. It was a political project pretending not to be one.
So what's the actual harm? I mean, tech companies are just making products people love, right?
The harm is that they've refused to apply their genius to the hard stuff. National security, military readiness, defending democratic institutions. Instead, they're optimizing ad revenue and engagement.
And that creates an asymmetry, because China and Russia have no such qualms. They've integrated their tech sectors directly into the state security apparatus.
Right.
And the authors argue this reluctance is a moral and philosophical failure. It's this performative ethics where the worst sin is being seen as complicit with the military.
I actually pushed back on this when I first read it. But then they frame it as engineers enjoying the fruits of a liberal order they're unwilling to defend. That hit home.
It's a powerful point. They're calling these tech leaders parasitic. They're not being more ethical by opting out. They're just freeloading on the sacrifices of previous generations.
And the book gets even more uncomfortable when they argue that technology isn't neutral. It's a political force that shapes power. So a platform that predicts behavior is basically a governing institution.
Yeah, it's not about whether these tools will be used. It's by whom and for what purpose. And right now, it's corporations with no democratic mandate.
So what's the alternative? They can't seriously be saying the government should run everything.
No, it's a new partnership. A social contract where the state becomes a more capable customer and the tech industry embraces service, especially in defense.
And they use Palantir as the example. They built software for the intelligence community, dealing with messy, classified data. It's not glamorous like a consumer app.
But that's precisely the point. That engagement with complexity is what's been missing. There's a knowledge gap between the best engineers and the people who need them most.
It's cultural, isn't it? Building a slightly better photo sharing app is seen as noble, but helping a general plan a campaign is suspect.
The book calls for a revaluation of that hierarchy. Working to defend the Republic should be one of the most meaningful things a technologist can do.
And they're pretty harsh on the woke turn in tech. They see it as moral posturing that distracts from the real ethical challenge of defending the liberal order.
Exactly.
Diversity debates within a company are trivial compared to whether that company's tech is being used to fend off authoritarian rivals. It's a call for classical liberal competence over signaling.
So the whole thing is really about responsibility. The people who build the most powerful tools have a duty to use them for good.
And not just any good. They have to defend the societies that made their success possible. It's a stark choice: keep building toys for the elite, or build tools that defend the world we want to live in.
Man, that's the part that got me. The stakes are existential. It's not just about military dominance. It's about the survival of a way of life.
And the outcome depends on the character of the people building the algorithms. That's a heavy thought to sit with.
For me, the takeaway is that I need to stop thinking of technology as this neutral playground. It's a tool of power, and we have to choose whose power it serves.
And if you want to dig deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Ultimately, this book is a wake-up call for technologists to take their place as citizens and stewards of a fragile republic. We'll see you in the next one.